MTB Cast.
Hey, MTB Cast. Rob Knapp filling in from Callahan. Got a little less than 100 miles to go. It's been crazy, so I'm going to start with the positive first. Reports on wildlife since the last update, I counted since then 32 deer, one grouse, one bobcat, which was right out of Mill Gap that was down next to a creek. Really neat. And then one rabbit this morning. You know, we talk about trail magic. I don't know if we got trail angels. I had something weird, not last night, but the night before. I was coming down the descent out of Canaan Mountain Loop Road down to the river, the Cheat River, and something about a foot and a half wide, blue hue to it, flew straight up right in front of my tire. It was just really weird. I mean, it looked like a bird. I know I wasn't hallucinating, but kind of neat. So anyway, could be a trail angel. And then also last night, I'm pedaling along. It's windy, cold. I was looking for a place to stop and rest because I was just getting exhausted. Came around a bend, nice flat area with a pull-off, and it had to been 10 degrees warmer than anywhere else. So I don't know if somebody was watching out for me there. That was the first night that I slept really well and didn't get chilled at all. So now, update on how things are going. I was hoping that I'd be able to report that there were no wrecks. But unfortunately this morning, coming down out of Lake Sherwood, I hit a stick that just stopped me dead stop. And I endoed, and bike appears okay. I just got a scrape on the knee, so that'll be all right. Yesterday, though, I almost called in, never quit. But what happened, I brought some insulated pants with me that are Ibex, and they're cycling pants, but they're not like my Rafa bibs. And I've been putting those on up over my bibs and wearing those, but it's been a pain in the neck because they slide. So yesterday morning I decided, okay, I'm just going to put my bibs on over the pants and that'll hold them up. Well, by the time I got to Bartow, things were not good downstairs, like to the point where I'm bleeding. So I loaded up with 4 liters of water to make that stretch to Lake Sherwood. And that section outside of Bartow, I about called it quits. But I started playing with different things. I took Vaseline, chamois cream. None of that was helping. I put chamois cream on tissues. All that did was wad it up. So what I ended up doing, I zip-tied those pants that I brought to my saddle with a pad up, and I can endure. Hurts bad, but I can endure it. And then the only other thing that's just killing me is on my right side, my lower back, I guess from getting on and off the bike. So anyway, I'm hoping to make it back to Blacksburg today, and I'll give you an update.